This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Brady with White to his right. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He
fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady. They finally hit Tom Brady, and Barnett comes up with the football.
Oh, there is that turnover we prayed for.
Amazing in a game like that, where your defense is getting gashed basically the entire game. And that play is the one. They just kept at it. Brandon Graham retires today. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Getting your thoughts on BG, 215-592-9494. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is the BG strip sack the best play in Eagles history? Is the Twitter question today. Is the BG, what do you think the end? Well, today.
Yeah, today, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we're so fickle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today, of course it is.
Yes. 75% say yes today.
Did you see the other thing that was posted on our Twitter account?
No, I didn't watch it. So there was an Elliott interaction with Brandon Graham?
Yep.
Was it awkward?
No, I think he nailed it.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I think he nailed it.
So, I didn't even see it.
I got to look at that. See if it takes over the Trey Turner.
I will say this, and yeah. I'll give Jack credit for this because he's been saying this for 7 years, 8 years. That strip sack does rival any play in Eagles history. I don't care if you go Philly special. I don't care. There may be more exciting plays like the miracle in the Meadowlands, you know, Deshaun's walk-off return. But as far as impact and significance, like the Philly special came in the second quarter.
Yes.
That play came at the most pivotal time that really gave us the 8-point lead and really the game wasn't over, but that put us at ease right there. And obviously, Jake Elliott had to make the field goal.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't at ease until the ball hit the ground.
I agree with that. Elliott had to make the field goal. But that was still a huge play.
By the way, BG was the one that created pressure on the last throw from Brady, right? Like, if I remember correctly.
No, that was Fletcher.
Last play of the game?
Because, Fletcher hit him late, and I thought they were, I was like, hold on.
Throw a flag.
Yeah,
could you imagine
they threw a flag there?
That flag and then the Bradbury flag? Oh, man, this city wouldn't be standing.
So I can't lie today because I've always been a Philly special over BG strip sack.
Which is insane.
Just me. I'm not going to change. Yeah. But the strip sack, as far as how important it was in the game,
right. Absolutely
above Philly special.
There you go.
Philly special just hilarious to me. I mean, like, because of what happened.
And it's the signature play of the game.
Of the game. Yes. And then Brady didn't catch the ball.
Right.
And I don't know.
Like, yeah.
But it's
the signature
two.
Play of the game.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. But I would not argue anybody who says strip sack, except for if it was Jack on a different day and not this
right.
day. So we're not doing this today, but if I was to, like, throw Eagles Mount Rushmore at you.
Uh-oh. Wow. It's tough. Do I get to give it to you now?
No, I'll say this. We can do...
I mean, for me, there are two guys on there that I don't care what combination you put on there. Those two guys are on there. And that's Dalk and Reggie White.
Right. And if we do the... if we go back...
You want to put Chuck on there.
Then Benarek feels like a lock as well.
Yeah.
And then there's only one spot after that.
Yeah.
And that...
But do you think Chuck is a lock?
I don't know. I'm 48.
I mean, you ask our generation, they're certainly going to move Chuck Bednarik off the Mount Rushmore.
What if you ask my generation? Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're definitely going to move.
Well,
you're trying to move Reggie off the
Mount
Rushmore.
The moron we're going to have in here at three move Reggie off of it just because he didn't.
No, Reggie and Dalk has to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I think Reggie and Dalk are locks.
Yeah.
The Bednarik thing is just, it's hard for a lot of us because didn't watch.
Who's the best center? I can't have two centers on there.
Oh, well, that's a good point,
too. In this city, we can. We're a trench. Yeah.
No, there's no way I'm putting two centers on the Mount Rushmore.
So could it just be as let's take Bednarik out of it for a second, just because none of us saw. So let's just say the ones that we saw. Could it just be? Are we overthinking it? And could it just be as easy as Reggie, Dalk, Kelsey, BG? Like, is it just as simple as that? Or is it not? That way you're getting basically every era of modern Eagles football.
But see, Kelsey and BG are of the same era.
I know.
Who's the face of this era?
I just think it's probably Kelsey.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's Kelsey.
I had Kelsey on there already. So
now the thing is that
I said he was the face of that era as well.
Right. Yeah. Now the only thing that could change it is that era lasted another year with another Super Bowl that BG got Kelsey
BG
did not.
BG gets credit for that. BG still gets the two championships to his credit.
So before this, I would have said Kelsey, but the fact that BG came back and played in the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl, but I still look at Kelsey as more of a central personality figure and all of that.
Sure.
And Kelsey, and if you're doing this for Mount Rushmore, Kelsey is definitely a Hall of Famer, and I don't think BG probably
is. No, BG's not an NFL Hall of Famer.
He's not an NFL Hall of Famer.
No, he's not an NFL Hall of Famer.
But that I don't know how much that matters in Philly.
Right.
Right?
I think it's a great sort of debate.
Here's my question, all right? Because 55, that's not going to be worn for at least a while.
I don't think it's going to be worn again.
Okay, 62.
Got to retire.
Don't think it's going to be worn again.
91?
Don't think it's going to be worn again.
9.
I don't think it's going to be worn again.
But if we win another Super
Bowl. Now, number one, it won't be worn again.
I agree. But if we win another Super Bowl, maybe we can move on from the number 9 and coming back to what about 12? Can we get 12 back?
12's not coming back.
No. Okay. There's a lot of good numbers. Yeah.
If 12 has been out of circulation all this time, why would they bring it back now?
No, I don't know. I'm just asking questions.
25 is out of circulation, too.
It is.
I'm not saying you retire 9, but I'm saying I can't watch another quarterback have 9. It's going to be some doofus backup quarterback. I don't need that.
They've only officially retired 5 numbers?
Yeah, 5, 20, 60.
44, 60.
92? Did they retire Reggie?
92.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I might be missing one more.
Does anyone?
Those 5 for sure.
Has anyone wore 99?
If there's only a place we could find this.
Yes, nobody wears 99.
Wears 99. No one wore 99.
No. So that's 6. That's at least 6 right there.
And a lot of, not officially retired.
So that 4th spot on there, it's you
on
know.
On Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, one point I had 5 on there at one point.
But you can't now.
Well, you could. Mount Rushmore.
Yes,
I don't have a strong argument anymore. I agree. And I think Jalen is moving in that direction. Not there yet, but he's moving in that direction of being that other guy on there.
Well, and then you start with Howie. I mean, I know it's
I'm not putting front office people on there.
No. Yeah, and we all know.
Oh, you know why I used to have.
We all know Jake Rosenberg.
I used to have Andy on there. That's who I took off.
Oh, yeah.
I took off Andy. I used to have Andy on there.
And the thing that the original Mount Rushmore makers didn't have to deal with is they didn't have to, the Mount Rushmore is in stone.
Yeah,
it's
done. They can't change it.
You can't. You'd have to do a whole other Mount Rushmore. You can't take somebody off the actual Mount Rushmore, which is hard, which makes it hard about this.
Yeah.
It's almost like, all right.
It would be hard. I just got to have those two on there, Dalk and Reggie White.
I think those two are locked.
Yeah, I think everybody else is debatable you can have on
just there. Just as a preview to Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot does not have 92 on this Mount Rushmore.
It's unbelievable.
See, and he thinks it's you guys are worked up about Bednarik, so he came in here saying Chuck Bednarik never had a sack, which I told him sacks weren't
recorded
until 1982.
Yeah, that's our Eagles report. He's going to be Insider of the Year. Doesn't even know how to work the internet.
You reminded him the sacks weren't recorded until 82.
Yeah, I was like, well, I don't think they recorded it until later. So, I had to Google it. That's our
he
guy.
He didn't have a sack.
All right. He's like, well, Chuck Bednarik never had one sack as a linebacker. And I was like, hold on, I don't think that they've been recorded.
That moron's looking
that's
up.
That's a good one.
He's like, I was looking at PFF for his pass rush win rate.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And they don't have any. 0%. All right.
That is awesome.
215-592-9494.
That's our guy.
Harrison Langhorne, you're on WIP.
How are you, Jack Rich and Ike and Spike?
I don't like that order.
That's a good order.
Nah, that's the wrong order, Harris. We're doing good, brother.
I can't believe that Brendan Graham retired.
Yeah.
Brendan?
I'm not surprised because he was supposed to have retired last year, but you know, you wanted to come back for one more year.
Smart man.
I heard, and I said to myself, "Will this guy, if we go to the Super Bowl, will he be able to play in the Super Bowl?" And you know something, he did awesome in the Super Bowl.
He sure did.
I'm glad he played.
I wouldn't even watch
it. I think Brendan Graham, he was great. Who was the coach during his first year? Do you know?
Andy Reid.
Yeah, it was Andy.
Andy Reid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Andy Reid was proud of him.
Yep.
Buddy Ryan.
A lot of the other coaches, Doug Peterson.
Yep.
Of course.
Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly's probably proud of him,
Chip
too.
Chip Kelly, well.
Yeah.
Although I didn't hear Chip get thanked in that speech.
That's a good point.
This guy would be a very good Monday Night Football announcer. I like him to work with Kevin Harlan.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I mean, BG will be good at anything he does.
Well, Kevin Harlan is a pretty big step up.
Listen, we Westwood won, man.
Well, he's going from me and Elliot to Kevin Harlan. It's a big, big jump. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And they have different ones on Monday Night Football, too.
Yep.
And Brendan Graham should do a football, be an announcer on WIPFM. He should be on Go Birds Radio on Saturday.
I agree.
That's a good idea.
They should get rid of Seltzer. Or Elliot.
Keep
well, I don't know. But just budget-wise, Harris, if you could only have Seltzer or PG, you know, like you got to make hard decisions. Lakin will decide that.
I know.
Yeah.
And we'll never forget, you know, Brendan Graham.
We will not.
We will not forget Brendan.
We will not.
Can I talk about the Phillies?
Why not?
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
This Trey Turner thing I hear about so much, if he doesn't produce this year, there's going to be a lot of changes next year, you guys.
Hell yeah.
There's going to be a lot of changes coming up.
Put that
I don't want to see Rob Thomson go. I like Rob Thomson.
Yep.
Joe Girardi I like, but he just couldn't handle the Phillies.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Yeah,
he was already retired.
Andy McPhail and Matt Klintak are really nice guys when you meet them in person. Am I right?
Yes. What do you think about Ed Wade?
We don't.
They're nice in person, but I didn't like him.
No, they suck.
What'd you think of John Felsky as a Phillies manager? John Felsky? What do you think? Do you remember him? Lee Thomas?
A little bit.
Lee Elia, rather.
Like nice guys.
Lee Elia?
Yeah, Lee Elia was honored the other day.
Great.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
He was great.
Do you think Ed Wade belongs in the Phillies Wall of Fame?
What about Dallas Green?
Dallas Green I liked. A lot of people didn't like him, but I did.
Yes.
Dallas Green didn't take any monkey business.
He did not.
And I remember Pat Corrales, too.
Yep, there we go.
Pat Corrales.
Who was your first Phillies manager you remember? Gene Mock?
I couldn't stand Gene Mock.
Fraud, right?
Yeah.
He was terrible.
He pitched Bunning the last week of the season in seven straight games and lost them 10 straight. What are we talking about?
Wow.
What'd you think of? You remember Kent Tekulve?
Name sounds familiar.
Yeah, Pat Combs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pat Combs, a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. All right, Harris.
I remember Clay Dalrymple from the 64 Phillies.
There you go.
Cookie Dalrymple. Rojas,
Johnny Callison.
Cookie Rojas.
Yeah. You remember...
Have you heard of the program called The Bull Session on the Levittown station?
Yes. With the Bull. With Craig Lezinski.
Art Mahaffey was on.
Yeah.
Art Mahaffey is living in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
He's 85 years old today.
What do you think of that?
He's got to be related to Herb.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got to be. All right, Harris. Thank you for the call, man. That was a nice trip down memory lane.
Cookie Rojas.
Hey, Jack, why don't you take the folks to a trip to Wilmington, to tax-free Delaware?
Yeah. Wow, what a transition.
There you go.
Spike, you all know about National Appliance Warehouse.
I sure do. you better. Do you even know? That's the real question.
That's exactly right. I'm on the hot seat.
Yeah, you sure are.
Builders, designers, and contractors, listen up.
Yeah, well, don't listen to him. Listen to me.
Yeah. Tell him Spike sent you. But listen, you're working hard out there. Your clients, they need the right appliance for their new home, maybe in South Jersey. Maybe that's costing a lot of work in South Jersey. You know, they got to get down to tax-free Delaware National Appliance Warehouse. And I've been talking about National Appliance Warehouse for over a year now. And if you haven't experienced it, get down there and experience what sets them apart. The first thing that sets them apart is you're going to get the best price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Also mentioned tax-free Delaware. Also, always have great savings events going on at National Appliance Warehouse. Second thing that sets them apart is you're going to get the right appliance. The most important part, over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget, 15,000 square foot showroom, they will have what you need. And on top of that, you're going to get a great experience. That's something Mark Stomach and his team truly believe in is having experienced professionals that are there to take care of your every need in the appliance.
Don't stumble, Chris.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know.
Pressure.
Everyone's watching. Listen, they do it all for you. Installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. So visit NationalAppliancesWarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. As always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Yes,
F-R-I-T-Z.
Wow. Depends. All right. 215-592-9494. Little inside joke there. Bob and Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Bob? How you doing?
Doing great. So, yeah, quick, BG legend. I'll admit I was an Earl Thomas guy originally. So, you know.
We need all the Earl Thomas people.
Yeah.
you gotta admit when you're wrong, right? You gotta have some humility, and a guy like DG deserves it. But two things about him, just obviously everything he did as a player, but, you know, as a man. So I got a friend who's close with him. They text, and after he got hurt initially this year, you know, he said the first thing, whenever he was texting with BG, and they hang out a little bit, he said the first thing he said was, man, I'm going to miss, you know, not being able to call my kids after the game is over. So, you know, I think that tells you, you know, something about him. And then, two, he was his child and my daughter, we were at swim class together. So his child was a little bit older, but it was a few years ago also when he was coming off the injury. And, like, everyone couldn't believe, like, BG's here at, you know, 6 o'clock at swim school on Wednesday night. And I just asked him, you know, how he was doing. No one wants to say anything to him. I was like, oh, well, you don't talk to him. And he dapped me up in the pool. I said, can't wait for this year. You know, it's a bunch of dads in their bathing suits. And, you know, he just sat there talking to me. And it's like, you know, I'm a bigger guy. So it's like, here's this fat guy talking to BG. All these kids are streaming, going to the school. But he didn't care. And he was, you know, he was there every week. He held the door for my mom and just, like, the nicest guy in the world. So I wish him the best of luck in retirement. Just a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I don't know many people that's met BG. He doesn't leave some type of impression on you. He's a hugger when he sees you. That's sort of how he is. And he's certainly going to have that smile to sort of brighten your day. You could be going through whatever, but BG seemingly always had a kind word or just had a way of uplifting you whenever you're around him.
Well, dude, I remember doing the Brandon Graham show right after he tore his triceps, and I was like, oh, well, he's not going to be in a great mood today.
Right.
But he showed up again with a smile yep. for everybody that was there and all of that.
And it was also a great play. He's during the pandemic and still calling up to do.
Still called in WIP.
BG shows. Yeah. Yes. He was at Chickies on Monday nights. I couldn't believe it. So, BG, he's dedicated.
He is dedicated. Yeah, you get your money's worth with BG, I'll tell you that much. Hey, Bob, for next question, give us somebody who stuck around too long. The opposite of BG, of course.
All right, so I love the guy. Eagles Hall of Famer. But I'm going to have to go with Jason Peters. He just retired like the other day. Now he's coaching.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
He should have just took his curtain call when he could. And it was like, you know, you'd be randomly watching games the last few years. And it's like, what is he still doing? You see him in a hoodie. You see him randomly in the lineup.
Yeah.
So I wish he would have took his curtain call a little bit earlier.
Yeah. When he started doing practice squads for like 2 years straight, what is Jason Peters doing on a practice squad in Seattle?
Well, you know, we've talked about this before, and you have been lucky is the wrong word. You've been blessed enough to
to
go from one career into another career. But most of us who aren't professional athletes, the prime of your career is not in your 20s,
right?
You know, and you could. You know, depending on what the job is, you could work doing whatever. Like, I can do this job until I retire. You know, like, I can do it if I want to do it. It just must be hard for somebody who not only is having their career end, quote unquote, like in their 30s, but also to be so good at that, like better at that than most people are at anything, know, and having that's why I hesitate to, you know. Obviously, we can look at these players and say they stuck around too long, but then to get in the mind of that player and say, well, if they just don't want it to be over, you know, who am I to say that it shouldn't be over? But I can just imagine how hard it is, you know? And you went through that.
No, listen, I did. And listen, I played 9 years, and I kind of knew at the end that I didn't want to do it anymore. I probably could have played a 10th year if I wanted to put forth the effort to do it, but I just didn't have the passion to play football anymore. I started growing a passion for doing this and wanting to learn more about this and wanting to get better at doing this. So I needed to practice at it. And that's sort of where my focus was at. But not every player, when they walk away from whatever sport they've been in for however many years, do they have something that they are as passionate about that gets them as excited about doing it, right? Nothing is going to replace being on the field, being in the locker room with the guys, that sort of thing. But really being on the field and being that athlete that you've been since you were in your teenage years. You're not going to be able to find that adrenaline doing anything else. But I felt like I found something as close as possible to it that I could get excited about and I had the passion about. So for me, it was a little easier because I had something else to focus on. But it doesn't mean I didn't miss the game.
Sure.
Right? And, you know, I got calls that first summer. You sure you retired? You sure you're done? And I'm like, dude, I haven't worked out in 2 months. You don't want me now. I'm like, I don't even look like a linebacker anymore. So, for BG, it'll be much like Kelsey. Kelsey walked away from football and jumped right into something.
Was doing something.
Yeah, so he doesn't have the downtime.
And was
But BG could, will probably do the same thing.
And is good at it. Like yes. That's the other thing is that...
That's probably the biggest thing.
You know, is to be... Even the non-star players in the NFL, mm-hmm. still their entire life, have been better at football than anybody has yes. been at anything.
Yes, and we were all stars either in college or whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? Most of them.
So to have to walk away from something that you're so good at, because football, you would know this better than me, but from the players I've talked to, it seems like every basketball player loves basketball mm-hmm. or has some. Football is... There we go, except for him. Football players, I never got the sense that every football player absolutely loved football. They mm-hmm. loved the brotherhood. Mm-hmm. They loved, but it wasn't. But to me, it's as much just being awesome at something and knowing that if your head is in it, I'm really really good at this. Yeah. It's a fulfilling feeling to have to walk away from.
No doubt. Yeah. Listen, no doubt. It is, and that's. You're in a rare breed when you're in that league, mm-hmm. right? When you're in that league, whether you're a starter or you're just on a roster, you're in a rare league when it comes to athleticism. And yep. I would say that about any professional league. Baseball, I would say that about basketball. You know, I watch these basketball players. You watch these NBA players warm up. I don't care if they're the 12th, 13th, 14th man on the bench. You think they'd be the greatest basketball players ever. You watch them in
they
a warm-up.
They make every shot.
Yeah, they make every shot.
You know, Andre Drummond make 15 threes in a row or yes. something. Yeah.
So I didn't realize that until I played in a couple celebrity like basketball games with like NBA players. I'm like, even the older guys, I'm like, these guys still can shoot and everything.
If Brian Scalabrine says I'm closer to LeBron than you are to me. And he's right.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's right. That's how good those guys are.
To your point, walking away from that, if you're prepared for it and you put things in place that'll at least occupy your mind and occupy sort of that thirst you have for competition for mm-hmm. something, you'll be okay. It's the guys that don't really have a plan of what they want to do. And it takes them a little time to figure it out. Like I said, Kelsey was... He was laying the map to what he wanted to do before he was done playing.
Yes,
much like I was. I was right. doing it before I was done. Playing.
Tiki was hosting
yeah.
the weekends on Fan.
He's another great example.
Who knew what he was going to do yeah. before he did it? All right, 215-592-9494. Talking about Brandon Graham today, who announced his retirement. Coming up next, Tuesdays with Elliot.
He didn't stay too long. BG retired
exactly at the right time.
Mad. Come on, walk away as a champion.
Super, come back. Play one more game and yeah. you win in the Super Bowl.
Man. So got two of them things.
So Tuesdays with Elliot. Some would argue that Elliot has stuck around too long, but Elliot Shore Parks will join
us
next.
Just getting started.
We'll get Elliot's thoughts on BG, but of course we have to get his thoughts on the Eagles Insider of the Year, which gets awarded officially tomorrow at 4:30. Elliot had a big moment this week with Aziz Ojulari, who I know Ike is sick of hearing about already, but we will talk to Elliot next.
I just thought we may have got Myles Garrett. I don't know. We were talking about Ojulari.
But you should have. I listened to Go Birds Pod. Man, talk about a celebration right. of Elliot. Not quite congratulating himself, but sort of. He said, wait, he said, this is a tease for Elliot. He goes, I guarantee you that Aziz Ojulari is the guy that we're talking about next offseason, saying he's going to get paid big money and we got to keep him. Like, that was the prediction he made on the
good.
Pod.
He's feeling good.
Oh, he is. He is. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.